ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court?
I think so. I do believe.
And just sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long, and this is not about Chinese billionaires who are billionaires from other countries who all of a sudden have 75 children or 59 children in one case or 10 children becoming American citizens. This was about slaves.
Talking about the birthright citizenship Supreme Court case, the oral arguments are today, and Trump has a riven. he is there.
Aren't you fancy?
I'm looking at the cable news channels. Yeah, he's there at the Supreme Court. First time ever a sitting president has gone to take in the oral arguments.
What the president was talking about in the, and that is interesting, we'll talk about it, but what he was talking about in that clip we played was the 14th Amendment. It was not about Chinese billionaires popping out surrogate kids to have U.S. citizens, probably as a spy army. It was about the children of slaves when the 14th Amendment was passed. More on that in a moment. There's Brooke Schaefer from News Nation explaining that not everybody agrees with the POTUS.
This order, though, it has faced a lot of criticism, particularly among Democrats and immigration advocates. They warn that if upheld, it could impact millions of immigrants already living here and hundreds of thousands born each year. This order so
What's
far has been repeatedly
anything?
Blocked by lower courts across the country. Some legal experts believe the Supreme Court will do the same.
I don't understand the way the left looks at the world. That will affect a whole bunch of people. Yeah, so what? It's either the right policy or not the right policy. The end. However many people it affects now or in the future is irrelevant. It's either right or wrong.
I think you've quite skillfully highlighted one of the main features of leftist thinking. It's not about principle, it's about outcome. Anyway, so here's what we're arguing about, essentially. And the administration and its lawyers agree that, yeah, we're asking for a change in the interpretation from the way it's gone. But the reasoning behind the way it's been interpreted for a long time is very, very thin. To wit, the 14th Amendment was ratified right after the Civil War. Well, ratified in 1868. It begins, quote, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States." The question is, does this language confer U.S. citizenship on babies whose parents are in the country illegally or very temporarily?
And that was
traditional understanding is yes. Trump says no.
But that was to make sure that, you know, in the most racist states, like Alabama or Mississippi, hey, those people are citizens. Whether you like it or not, they are.
Right.
And they get
and
all
their
the rights to be citizens. But that...
And just because their slave parents weren't quote-unquote citizens doesn't mean the kids ain't. That's the whole reason for it.
Now, I'm shooting from the hip here. I've not read deeply on this. But if the intention was that, and you're an originalist, I would think you'd go back to their original thinking and think, okay, everybody who could conceivably be the child of a slave was gone by, I don't know, whatever year, 1920. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you lived to be 150. So it no longer applies, period.
Yeah, you've gotten way ahead of me, but you're 100% right. Yeah. So the constitutional provision has come before the Supreme Court before in a case called Wong Kim Ark in 1898. The justices recognized the citizenship of a man born to Chinese parents in San Francisco. The majority said, and I quote, the 14th Amendment affirms the ancient and fundamental rule of citizenship by birth within the territory. All children here born of resident aliens. Now, the few exceptions, and this is where it gets interesting, because they absolutely recognized that there are exceptions. They included children of foreign diplomats, because you are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. You have diplomatic immunity. Enemies during hostile occupations. You can't have Pancho Villa and his boys invade the U.S., have a bunch of kids, and say they're U.S. citizens. And particularly Native American tribal nations, which were considered self-governing. Their children are not automatic U.S. citizens under that, at that time. But the Trump administration is arguing that the court has not answered the question, the current question, not directly. Congress did not pass the first modern immigration law until 1875. So for much of our history, migrants could freely enter the United States and take up permanent residence, the government points out. And Wong Kim Ark considered children of aliens with a lawful domicile in the United States, not children of temporarily present aliens or illegal aliens, a concept that was practically unknown until, closer to the modern era. So the crux of the dispute is, what does it mean to be subject to U.S. jurisdiction? The opponents of the Trump administration say this simply refers to people who are under the government's authority, including illegal aliens. If you murder somebody who's an illegal alien, well, not in Chicago or L.A. or New York, but you get arrested and tried and punished. So clearly you're under the jurisdiction of the United States government. But people on our side of it argue that birthright citizenship covers only people completely subject to U.S. political jurisdiction, meaning those who owe direct and immediate allegiance to the nation may claim its protection. Its reading excludes babies born to temporary visa holders as well as illegal migrants who lack the legal capacity to form a lawful domicile. Not to mention birth tourists, for goodness sakes.
So there are 33 countries, according to Claude, that grant unconditional birthright citizenship, many of them in the Americas. But these would go way back for a variety of reasons that they did that. People have been getting rid of this over recent decades. I didn't know this. Notable examples of countries that ended unrestricted birthright citizenship in recent decades include the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India. In Ireland, for instance, they ended it in 2004 with 80% of voters backing a constitutional amendment. In the modern world, for all the modern reasons, you don't want to do this. And so you're not some sort of Trump racist, and you think, unless you think all the Irish are racist or Great Britain or whatever, you don't have to be some sort of Trump racist to want to end birthright citizenship. It's to me, a stupid way to run your country.
I would agree. Yeah, especially if you're not here lawfully.
And especially,
that's just cuckoo nuts.
Especially if you have a welfare state the way modern countries do, and you allow chain migration.
Yeah, the era of wide open immigration had no welfare state.
No, so you either came here.
You would work harder, you'd starve.
Yeah, you either came here and made your way, or you went back home, or you starved to death. Those were your options.
Or leaned on your family, who would soon tell you, go back to the old country, you suck. I want to quote Randy Barnett, who's the director of the Georgetown Center for the Constitution, co-author of a book entitled The Original Meaning of the 14th Amendment, Its Letter and Spirit, which is pretty authoritative. His piece is entitled, Trump is Right on Birthright Citizenship. The 14th Amendment authors would exclude illegal and visiting aliens from U.S. quote-unquote, jurisdiction, and he agrees the dispute is over the meaning of the subject of jurisdiction, that phrase. In each of the categories he mentions, children of diplomats, soldiers from an invading army, American Indians maintaining tribal relations, in each of these categories, the status of the child depended on the status of the parent. And then he gets into the temporary or unlawfully thing. Before Trump's executive order, what originalist scholarship existed on the original meaning of subject to the jurisdiction, that key phrase, was sporadic and lightly tested, if at all. This past year has produced an explosion of originalist scholarship on both sides. This is where Jack presciently got a couple of minutes ago. The justices are now in a good position to decide which side has presented the stronger originalist case. Kurt Lash, University of Richmond, has examined the congressional debates over the 14th Amendment and the Civil Rights Act of 1866. By the way, the 14th Amendment was like to constitutionalize the Civil Rights Act of 1866. It was to say, hey, this is not a law that can come and go. This is permanent, please. And that act declared what we said already about not subject to any foreign power, blah, blah, blah. The 14th Amendment, oh, I already said that. But the drafters of the 14th Amendment saw a need for constitutional language that more clearly excluded the children of tribal Indians. Lyman Trumbull of Illinois, who managed the citizenship clause in the upper chamber in the Senate, explained that subject to the jurisdiction meant not owing allegiance to anyone else, whether to a tribe or foreign power. This is the guy who managed that clause in the 14th Amendment. John Bingham, a congressman from Ohio, the moving force behind the 14th Amendment, he's a Republican, of course, used the same framework, referring after ratification to persons born in the U.S., quote, and not owing allegiance to any foreign power. These statements and others Mr. Lash identified demonstrated how leading Republicans explained the concept the text was meant to capture. Birth plus full political membership. And I could go more into detail on some of the precedents that have come and gone, but they only scratched the surface of the key question. This is an old interpretation of the 14th Amendment based on virtually no serious thought. Again, it was like drive-by interpretations that addressed a specific question at a specific point in history, but did not take on the bigger question. It's practically been unexamined.
So what do you think's going to happen? If you watch, I don't know about mainstream media, but certainly lefty-leaning media, which is the mainstream media, they're presenting it as just an incredibly unconstitutional overreach by Trump, too. It's very clear in the Constitution what is supposed to happen.
That's not true at all.
What do you think is going to occur? And we're not going to find out till June, by the way. The arguments are today, and Trump is there to listen to them, but they probably won't release their decision until June.
Well, Jack is going to cuss me for this, folks, but I think it's something close to a coin flip.
Really?
I don't know. It would definitely be a sea change in the interpretation of the 14th Amendment. And to my mind, a completely appropriate one. It's a great case of.
I'm not a lawyer, and I can't look at it this through the lens of the way you argue this in the Supreme Court. But just on the face of it, at the surface level, it just seems so insane to continue to use something meant for A, and now it applies only to B, but we're going to keep it around because it was there originally. What?
Right, right. Well, it's a perfect example, as I started to say, of how sometimes the Constitution and the amendments are a bit vague because the people who, whether framed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, et cetera, or came along later, like the 14th Amendment, the world they existed in was very, very different in terms of immigration, population, that sort of thing, than the world exists today. And so their wording was absolutely adequate to the situation of the time. But now the situation's changed so completely, you've got to dig, and this is what the MSNBCs of the world are not doing, you've got to dig behind the vague wording and look at the reasoning behind it. Be an originalist. What did they mean? What were they trying to get to? And you answer that question. And if then you decide, well, that's wholly inadequate to the modern world, well, that's when Congress steps up and you clarify it or you amend the amendment or whatever, which you can absolutely do. We need to do this, though, right now. A word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. This is such a great deal, such a great system. I think a lot of us have had like old-timey security systems with all the wires and stuff, and they didn't work right, and they were incredibly expensive, and you had to sign a 3-year contract. Simply Safe is none of those things. It's super advanced. AI technology, live monitoring agents, no locked-in contracts.
I have it myself. I got the sign in front of my house that reminds me as much as anybody else. Oh, yeah, as I'm pulling away from my house right now, I got the Simply Safe set up with the sensors and the cameras and all the different sort of stuff. And And then there's also the fact that I'm not locked into, I'm not doing it just because I signed a couple year contract and I got no choice. No, they earn your business all the time by being good. And lots of people, 5 million people like me, trust SimpliSafe every day.
And they prevent break-ins. They don't just go off after the break-ins occur. It's great. And right now, you good people can get 50% off your new SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off. Simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The giant headline on the front of the New York Post, what a boob. We all learned a word yesterday. Bimbofication is a kink. And Christy Noem's husband has it, apparently. That and other stories on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
I didn't switch to Pure Talk just because I wanted to save 50% off the same 5G service I've been paying twice as much for. I switched because I like the idea of being in business with a wireless company that supports our veterans in a meaningful way. Pure Talk also creates American jobs every day by keeping their entire operation in this country. I appreciate that. If you feel the same, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at CommuneDanceCompany.SimpleTix.com. Tickets are $20. And kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. Or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
So you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
Thank you.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't know if I saw any news coverage yesterday of the Kristi Noem's husband bimbofication story. Apparently, we still have some decorum and standards where we just don't get into stuff like that on the serious shows. Because I didn't see it anywhere. Did you?
I don't think it's of any great significance other than being interesting from sexual kink perspectives.
There's lots of stuff that makes the news of no great significance. Like
oh,
most
true.
Of it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, almost all of it. Yeah.
So I just was surprised nobody did it. So apparently, the meme is going around. The Marco Rubio finding out meme that has been going on for quite some time. Marco Rubio finding out he's now the quarterback of the, you know, the Green Bay Packers.
The New York Jets, yeah.
And him sitting right, on the couch yeah. in his uniform, or now finding out he's the new Shah of Iran. Marco Rubio finding out he's now Kristi Noem's husband, but it's a picture of him in pink spandex looking at a giant bra, confused.
I've seen a couple of different versions of that, yeah.
Bimbofication. So Kristi Noem, who was the Department of Homeland Security Secretary up until a couple of weeks ago.
Ice Barbie.
And there are all the rumors, which seem to be pretty fact-based, that she was having an affair with Corey Lewandowski, which was Trump's original campaign manager that got him elected way back in 2016. Anywho, and then you had the weird thing of Kristi Noem being grilled by Congress and her husband sitting right behind her. As Congress asked her about the affair.
Well, he had left at that point to catch a plane to probably a bimbofication conference. More on that. Stay with us.
And that's why we know anything about Kristi Noem's husband, really, is that he was sitting behind her at that grilling. Which is awkward all the way around. Anyway, story breaks yesterday, and whether or not Kristi Noem knew about it herself, I'm still skeptical. She's claiming the family had no idea. They were completely blindsided. When all these pictures came out of him dressed in really tight tops with giant, giant balloons, something under his shirt to look like enormous boobs and his tiny little shorts, and it's some sort of kink called bimbofication, which I don't know that I'd ever heard of.
And he corresponded hundreds and hundreds of messages with adult performers with massively augmented breasts to achieve a Barbie doll-like appearance. No, it's Barbie doll-like. It doesn't begin to describe it.
But. No, and he didn't try to hide who he was at all in these
photos. He proclaimed he coveted huge, huge, ridiculous boobs. That's a quote.
He was willing to share these pictures with his face well-lit and very clear who he was with all kinds of random people who are into bimbification.
Jack, his face is fully visible in several of the photos, one with a completely straight visage and others making a flirtatious kissy face with pursed lips. Back to you.
I feel like the tiny little pink shorts are more offensive than the giant bazoombas.
Guy's successful insurance executive. He sent some of these performers over $25,000 via Cash App and PayPal. As tips, as they would, do whatever he bid or engage in whatever conversation.
He and Kristi been married for 34 years, like high school sweetheart sort of couple.
He traded selfies with one woman he pledged to worship like a goddess, telling her, quote, "You turn me into a girl," before asking if he should put on leggings.
But he's straight as far as we can tell?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It's not really a straight guy thing to do.
Those little pink shorts don't seem very straight, but I might not fully understand bimbification. If you know, text us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's the tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till good Rx wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags that are red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
I put it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 National Average Safe Driver Enrollment Discount Savings for new Progressive customers excludes mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
We've actually seen over the last 24 hours, oil futures move as low as 4%, just around $100 a barrel, or just falling under that threshold. We are starting to head in the right direction, and there's more optimism that this could be a sustained pullback for the oil markets, as the president, of course, has signaled that the end of this conflict could be near within the next couple of weeks.
All right. I just wanted to play that to make the point. This determining on a 24-hour by 24-hour period whether policies are good or bad based on tiny movements in various commodities is nuts.
I was going to ask, is that nice lady familiar with roller coasters and how they work?
Why
yes,
did we
today
do this?
We went up. Look ahead, just ahead. See that twisty thing?
Well, both sides do it, though, all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
And quit making your argument for anything based on one day of movements in markets.
I got to write the song, Everything is Clickbait.
It's very, very complex. There's all kinds of reasons things can go up and down for one day.
Oh, yeah. People who want good news for reasons political or financial will click like crazy on those headlines. Those who despise Trump and are convinced this war is a bad idea will click like fiends on anything that's negative.
So I wanted to mention this. I tweeted this out yesterday afternoon. And I was kind of interested to see what the responses would be. Got quite a few responses. Partially because I've lived in California for so long now that I don't know what the rest of America does and how much has changed along with California or is different in California. Anyway, this is what I tweeted out. I had to take my son to the doctor for his physical. He was due for his Tdap also, booster, which used to be, for me anyway, just all about the tetanus, and then you know that other stuff that they throw in there. Well, since I had the P in the Tdap, whooping cough last year, man, you don't want to get whooping cough. But anyway, he had to get that shot and just the regular physical. And I tweeted out, I don't think anything makes me angrier at the doctor's office than being asked to step out of the room so they can talk to my kid alone.
Mm.
And some of the responses I thought were interesting from people who said, move here. They don't make us do that here. WTF.
Yeah.
So I even, and it does, it makes me insanely angry. And I try to control my boiling rage. I don't know how good a job I did it. I made it clear to the nice young woman who is a assistant of some sort who asked me to leave the room how angry it makes me, and I made it clear that it's not your fault. I realize you don't make the policy. I'm just registering how outrageous I think this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's outrageous. And then well, first of all, do you have any concept of how common it is around the country for this? Is this the sort of thing they do mostly in California and, you know, Taxachusetts and not in Oklahoma and Nebraska, or
no,
I don't know.
I don't. I would like to dig into that. It's an interesting question.
I know it didn't happen when I was a kid. And the physician's assistant, she said, you know, I actually understand. I'm not sure if I had a kid I would like that either. But the idea that, I said, is it does the government make you do this? Is it the hospital? And she said, it's kind of both. And the idea that I, as the parent of a kid who have sole responsibility for everything in that kid's life, I'm asked to leave
now.
I'm asked to, well, that's what they're trying to get to. Exactly. I'm asked to leave the room so that some other entity can come between me and that kid, because we're making the assumption here that whatever conversation they're going to have with my kid is at a higher plane than what I'm going to do. That it is the authority, it's the, let us check in to see if we think what's going on in this household is right or wrong. Because right. We know what's right or wrong, he might not, we're just checking in.
Important clarification, not as a backstop if something's gone terribly wrong, like abuse or neglect. No, but as an ongoing higher authority for that child's life and well-being.
Right. You're making the statement that we, the state, or we, this institution, at the behest of the state, know what's best. We're just checking to make sure you're following our rules. And what indication do you have that their rules have been very good throughout history?
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you this, and this is the bedrock of all of it. I've told this story in various forms many times, but I encountered a professor in college who was a Marxist, and I was at that point completely unfamiliar with some of the sociological aspects of Marxist thinking. And her point was that the nuclear family is an institution of oppression, and that the state should raise children. She actually espoused this in class, and I'm sitting there like, wait, what? And that was my introduction to that Marxist belief that the state should raise the child, because that way you can indoctrinate them into becoming a good little Marxist, or just, you know, automaton or what have you. And it's right there in the It Takes a Village philosophy, and it's absolutely the unholy bloom of that weed right now is, hey, yeah, I'd be happy to call you Jenny, Johnny, and let's not tell Mom and Dad. They don't need to know, because they're probably going to abuse you or whatever. The teachers radicalizing the children and getting between the parent and the child. It's all the same thing. And yes, it's leached its way into medicine. Some of our medical schools, like UCLA Medical School, it's one of the most woke institutions in America. It's horrible.
Some of the questions they ask, too. How did this become part of a physical? Why are you asking about all this stuff for a physical?
Yeah.
My kids both know that we don't answer the gun question. None of your effing business. Why are you freaking asking me if I've got a gun in my house at the doctor's office?
That's a big yes. They say filling out the form.
No kidding.
Right.
What?
Right.
And so it's interesting. A lot of the responses on Twitter to that were people saying, I don't. I just say no. Which I left the room because I don't want to embarrass my kid. I mean, if it's me, I'm willing to get in all kinds of an uproar. I don't care if they have to bring in guards because they're worried I'm about to twist off. I'm perfectly fine with bringing that upon myself.
Please videotape it, please.
But I don't want to put my kid in an awkward position. And we talked about it later, and he said, I'm fine with you doing that. So from now on, I'm just going to say no. Just no, I'm not leaving the room. Anything you got to ask him, you're going to ask in front of me. Of course, so I bring this up to some people, and they look at me like, why would that be a problem? What sort of crazy, what are you hiding? What awful thing are you doing to your child that you want to hide? No. Do you not understand? They're declaring that they know what's best and you don't. That's the statement they're making.
And there's a presumption that they are justified in coming between you and your child,
right,
and say, all right, what's the deal with him? What's going on?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember it, and this one was tough, and it blindsided me.
Katie's trying to stay calm.
Oh, go ahead, Katie.
Oh, boy.
I'm just thinking, you know, I've got a kid on the way, and I would blow a gasket if that were to happen.
Well, you're going to be dealing with it really soon, probably, because the first time it hit me was when Sam was born, and I was asked to leave the room so they can talk to Mom without me there. Like, what?
Well, see, that's when I'm going to demand, no, Drew is staying. You can talk to both of us. Well, I don't, this is bizarre.
Yeah, feel free. They can't, I don't know what they do if you say that, but.
They probably just make a note on a form.
Probably.
Yeah, it's an unholy confluence, I think, of what I was describing, and like insurance companies and liability and maybe greater awareness of certain issues. Like every time I register to go to my usual, let's try not to have a stroke appointment with my doctor, I've got to fill out the pre-thing, the pre-form, which includes, do you ever feel like life is pointless and you take no joy in the things you do? And I want to fill in only when I'm filling out this form.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I've had to fill out two of those a week for the last month, and I'm going to have to do it again today. I will be writing that.
Right.
Only when you guys ask me this question over and over again.
I appreciate the greater awareness of mental illness issues. But is there anybody who's so completely unaware of depression and what it is and where you might get help that they'll fill out that form and the doctor will say, Jim, it sounds like depression to me. And they'll be like, what, doc? The fact that I'm hopeless all the time and take no joy in anything? And that will be the pipeline. That will be the connection that saves them. It just strikes me as, I don't know, dopey.
Yes, Michael?
There are so many people out there, though, that actually think they do know best, and they will follow right along.
Oh, they think that the authorities know best?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too many days.
What's your indication of that?
COVID. I hate to bring it up, but...
No, I'm talking to people who believe that the government's view or an institution's view of how to raise your kids is better than yours. What's your data that led you to that?
Excuse me, Jack. While I interview this sheep and ask it why it runs with the herd, that's just the nature of that sort of beast.
And I live in a state where it's certainly on the table for somebody to say to your kid behind closed doors, do you ever feel like a girl or a boy?
I mean, what? Except the activists are much more insidious. They'll say, do you ever feel like, you know, being a tough guy is not who you really are?
Right, right.
They'll find some universal like that and then shove that wedge in. That's what they do. I've seen it happen.
I feel like the questions were at least half like social science as opposed to all medical stuff, like blood pressure, weight, you know, all those sorts of things. Do you do it a physical? Get the right vaccinations? Okay. It's just, I don't know. The modern world is not for me. Oh, that makes me insanely angry, though. I mean, just like I can't hardly control myself angry.
Right, right. Because you understand the greater symbolism of it and the intent behind it.
Right, and as a full-time single parent, the responsibility I have of raising kids and how much work it is, and now you've just stepped in to say, we're really the ones in charge here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know them intimately and love them on a level that the greatest poets couldn't even describe, but you, having just walked into the room, are going to take control now. Okay,
right, that's exactly it. You put it better than me. That's exactly the feeling.
I've
spent
all
day today, for instance, doing nothing but trying to make sure his life is okay, and now you're going to put me out of the room because
Take the wheel.
Yeah, you're going to take the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Next time they ask you about the guns in the home, say, yes, six. I mean, they're not in the home. They're on my person right now.
Take
all six of them.
One in my left sock, one in the back of my pants. I guess two here.
One here in my groin. Got to be careful with that one. Am I wrong? Then, of course, both of my holsters on either hip, and then the one tucked in my back in case, you know, things get really hairy.
One on each side like you're Yosemite Sam.
Oh, and I've got one of those drop-down machetes, too. Do you need to know about that? It's in my sleeve here.
Ah, boy. Got a barrel of anthrax in the garage. Let me go through the list here. Any thoughts on any of this being asked to leave the room? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Global conflict is escalating. Headlines are changing by the minute, and no one knows what comes next. It's times like these when you realize just how important it is to be prepared. After all, in any kind of crisis or emergency, the last thing you want to be doing is panicking and scrambling for basic necessities like food and water. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. They're America's number one most trusted resource for emergency preparedness. They've been in business for 18 years, and they've helped over 3 million American families get prepared with long-term storable food, water filtration, solar power, survival gear, and more. Go to preparewithamerica.com to unlock a special offer for listeners of this station that will help you get ready for whatever comes our way. If you've ever been thinking about getting prepared, now is the time. Go to preparewithamerica.com to see the special offer right now. That's preparewithamerica.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-471-9773. 800-471-9773 or biglou.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So, that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just... This at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money. Like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
Cost pricing only from Redding Heating and Air this month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service, modern day solutions.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
A man skied across an asphalt parking lot at 69 miles an hour. Not intentionally, he'd just been clipped by Tiger Woods' SUV.
Yeah, we got to get to Tiger Woods' statement yesterday, which I found bad news for Tiger, actually. So I was just talking about how angry it makes me when they say at the doctor's office, I'm there for my kid's physical. Can you step out of the room now? We need to talk to him alone. And I just, I can't restate what I just said. If you missed it, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. But what's the message of the kid? This 22-year-old woman is the authority, not your parent.
Right.
Oh, my God, I hate everything about that. I'm never doing it again. I'm never doing it again. You haul me off in cuffs if you want to. I will never leave the room again. And I'm just going to see what happens. We got this text, Katie, you'll like this, since you were with child. Jack and Joe, I just had a kid in the state of California. If you go to a baby checkup as the husband when she is pregnant, they will tell you in the lobby that they have to talk to her first before you're allowed to come into the baby checkup, the
correct.
Prenatal baby checkup. They bring her back there and ask her if everything is okay in the home life. Then the nurse comes out and grabs you in the lobby. When in the hell did we decide this was okay?
That the intrusion into the coherence of the family, the cohesion of the family, is justified by the interests of the state and protecting women or something.
When did we decide that? We are sheeple that we allowed it to even get going. That we all just stood there.
Decided it.
That the first time it ever happened, we all just thought, well, I suppose I'd better because they asked me to. But it's freaking outrageous. Anyway, I'll let you react, Kate.
Well, okay, and so what if you say no? What are they?
I don't know, actually. And I suppose, I doubt they can say, well, then you can't have a baby here. I doubt they do that.
Because, I mean, that's got to be some kind of protocol that they're following.
Sure.
But, I mean...
She and I are grown-ups, adult citizens of this country. We willingly decided to get married and have a kid together. All you need to know.
Right.
Your job as a medical professional is to facilitate this birth in the healthiest way possible.
Yeah. Check on my baby, not my marriage. I'm fine.
Yeah. You know, I always harp on the Marxist thing, the postmodernist way lefties. But there's a lot of paternalism and nanny statism among the left and center left, too. That they just think the government is here to solve all problems. And they don't see it as a trade-off. They see it as an unmitigated good. No. All the husband has to do is leave the room for, like, a minute or two. We make sure the wife's not being abused or the girlfriend or the partner or whatever. And then the man comes in. There's no cost there.
They just don't
see the world the way we do.
I know you're not making that argument for yourself, but there's no cost other than an infantile makes us all infants. In that, we need to be taken care of by, again, the 23-year-old at the doctor's office because we're not, as adults, capable of, you know, handling our own lives.
Right, and here they come to the rescue?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly!
Anybody that 23-year-old is an agent of the state, literally.
They're
a bureaucrat to whom you must answer.
And I'll say it again because I know this will get back. It always does. I realize you're doing your job. You're just doing your job. You're doing what you were told to do. You're making your living. Not a problem with you. It's the policy, not you.
Yeah.
Right. Hear, hear. As most of you may have heard by now, Judy and I lost our buddy Baxter the dog this last week. Baxi Taxi, codependent boyfriend, Mr. Underfoot. He went by many names. There's been another loss in the world of dogs. This Sugar the Surfing Dog, the first canine inducted into the Surfers Hall of Fame. You may have seen Sugar the Surfing Dog, who hung out at Huntington Beach, California, and was a very, very famous surfing dog. 16-year-old rescue dog from Huntington Beach, 5-time dog surfing world champion, passed away. When Sugar was not surfing, she was what's the proper term? A counseling dog, a comfort dog for veterans. This is a dog Hall of Famer, Sugar the Dog. And just reminds us, it's funny, how much goodwill a dog brings in a room, hospital with kids or whatever. Man, our canine companions, they have a special role.
She was 16?
16.
Wow. She's like kind of a lab-ish. That's pretty old for that kind of a dog.
A therapy dog was the term I was looking for. Yeah, 16-year-old lab mix, I believe.
And how recently was the dog surfing?
Till toward the end, I think.
She had, like, the equivalent of, like, an 85-year-old human out there surfing. That's pretty impressive.
Winning championships. In 2024, her paw prints joined the hand and footprints of many other renowned surfers immortalized at the Surfing Hall of Fame. That's sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We do a lot of stuff, been wide-ranging. If you ever miss anything, want to catch it, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. Subscribe.
Armstrong and Getty.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. Global conflict is escalating. Headlines are changing by the minute, and no one knows what comes next. It's times like these when you realize just how important it is to be prepared. After all, in any kind of crisis or emergency, the last thing you want to be doing is panicking and scrambling for basic necessities like food and water. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. They're America's number one most trusted resource for emergency preparedness. They've been in business for 18 years, and they've helped over 3 million American families get prepared with long-term storable food, water filtration, solar power, survival gear, and more. Go to preparewithamerica.com to unlock a special offer for listeners of this station that will help you get ready for whatever comes our way. If you've ever been thinking about getting prepared, now is the time. Go to preparewithamerica.com to see the special offer right now. That's preparewithamerica.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.